This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and this is show number 435. And I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And I want to welcome you on board. I'm honored to have you here as a listener today. And we are going to talk about hotels. We're going to talk about hotels with our guest. I'm not doing this all alone here today. We're going to talk about hotels, what we see as coming in the hotel industry, and a little bit about some trends that you may take advantage of as a travel agent. And we're also going to talk about an employment opportunity that you could take advantage of. Even if you're working as a travel agent, you can still do this, and it's in the travel business. So I want you to stand by and hear more about that. In fact, even if you're not a travel agent, you can do this job and get your feet wet into the travel business and learn a little bit about it. So what an opportunity we're going to talk about coming up in regards to that. But more importantly, we're going to talk about hotels and some of the trends that we see out there. But in the meantime, you know, I always really like to be engaged with my listeners. So, you know, if you would, drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. I'm always pleased to see emails from my listeners. Or if you want to engage on Facebook, you can do that at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. Also, the website is hometravelagent.net. And we have all the archives, or almost all the archives, going back several years, in fact, of our previous shows. And you can search, put a term in the search box and something you're interested in, and it's likely we're going to have a show about that. So try that out. And we also have the newsletter. You can subscribe to the newsletter. It comes out whenever we produce a show. And that's the only time you will get an email from us. We don't spam your inbox. In fact, I promise not to spam your inbox or sell your information. This is just so that you can get the show notes conveniently coming into your inbox. So now, with all of that said, what I'd like to do is to jump right into talking about hotels. So here we go. Welcome, everybody. We have Philip Ballard here with us today from Hotel Planners, and I'm excited to have Philip with us today because he's going to talk a little bit about the travel trends and what's likely going to happen in 2022, particularly in the hotel industry, but in travel in general. We're going to hear from Philip, and you know, as we talked about before in a previous podcast, this is good data for you to make your business plan for 2022 and, you know, develop your thoughts around that and move on in to the new year. And what I'd like to do is turn it over to Philip here and have him tell you about his background and how he relates to the travel business. Welcome, Philip.
Hi, Barry. It's a pleasure to be with you today. As you said, I'm Philip Ballard. I'm the Chief Communications Officer and Head of Investor Relations for Hotel Planner. Hotelplanner.com was founded in 2004 to really pioneer the group travel booking that didn't exist prior to that. If you recall, if you wanted to plan a wedding or a family reunion or any sort of travel that required more than 9 rooms, it was very cumbersome and inefficient and done via fax and phones and emails and took weeks. We pioneered hotelplanner.com to solve that challenge. And in the past 17 years, we've grown leaps and bounds. And now about 92% of our bookings are individual bookings. So while group travel is our heritage, we've really pivoted strong towards serving all travelers to include individuals. And the company is also going public on the NASDAQ via a three-way SPAC merger with Astrea Acquisition Corp. and Reservations.com. So it's an exciting time for us as well in terms of our pending IPO. In terms of my background, I started out as a naval officer and then worked as a Pentagon and Defense Department consultant and speechwriter for about 10 years in Washington, D.C. And then the past 10 years, I've pivoted towards a corporate communications career that led me here to Hotel Planner a little less than a year ago.
Great, wonderful. And I don't know, maybe my longtime guest is going to make an appearance here on the show along with us, and that's my dog Coco. He's been with us, he's beyond his expiration date. He's 17 and a half years old. I'm working from home. My wife is out doing some grocery shopping. He's having separation anxiety, so hopefully he'll keep a little quiet, but he's been on the show many times before, so I welcome him along with Philip.
And yeah. Look forward to his participation in this podcast.
Yeah. Maybe one of his last, but anyhow, 17 and a half year old dog is doing very well.
Man's best friend.
Yep, absolutely. So, Philip, you know, we were talking a little bit about trends and what's developing out there, and I know you have expertise in this area because you're watching it every single day, maybe even every minute. What do you see happening out there with how things are changing in terms of what's sure. been happening here? Yeah.
Well, let me start with Omicron. I mean, I think what people are starting to realize is that it is endemic and it's way more infectious but less deadly. And so one could take the view that we could reach herd immunity faster if, you know, 3/4 of all cases are Omicron and they're not nearly as bad as the Delta variant or previous variants. The big trend and the shift in mindset is I think we've reached now a critical mass of people that are accepting that COVID is here to stay, that there will be future variants, that they've accepted that, you know, we can live and travel with COVID as opposed to the mindset 2 years ago, which was a wait and see approach. So people are taking a more risk-based approach and people are still eager to travel. There are 2 years of pent-up demand. There's 2 years of savings, and so a lot of people have more disposable income, especially younger folks. There's this trend towards going big and spending big. So I think the big trend in 2022 is going to be a lot of younger Americans, and from all generations, but going on these epic and exotic adventures, and you know, willing to spend more. So you know, I read today that you know Americans are planning to spend more than $2,000 on their next trip. And you know, there was a recent survey that looked at 12,000 travelers across 12 countries, and 65% of them said they were planning on going big for their next big vacation. So I'll stop there, but that's a major trend that we're seeing as we come out of the pandemic.
So for the travel agent, it would be good to maybe take a look at that trend and look at, if you're not specializing in an exotic location, take a look at that and develop a specialization there. How do you see this affecting different countries? What's happening out there? You know, are different countries gonna follow suit with easing restrictions? How's that gonna go?
Well, you might have seen British Prime Minister Boris Johnson yesterday in Parliament gave a very famous historic speech. I mean, he called for ending all travel restrictions in England and ending mask mandates and ending vaccine passport mandates and returning to work. So, you know, England is leading the way in terms of efforts to return to normal. And that could be a positive bellwether for the rest of Europe and could have a positive ripple effect across Europe. Asia-Pac is a bit different. As you know, they've struggled more with recovery and with COVID. And so there's just more, travel restrictions and quarantine requirements and travel confusion in Asia-Pac. So their recovery tail is going to be a bit longer. But, you know, in early November, the Biden administration lifted, the previous ban on 33 countries. So, you know, those countries are eager to return back to American shores. There's no doubt that millions of Europeans will be traveling to American shores this year. So, you know, each country's different in having to take their own risk-based approach. So there's no blanket statement I can make about the entire world or in the entire region, but we are gonna see more travel inbound to the US. I think there's about 135 countries now that are welcoming Americans to their shores if they're vaccinated and or tested. So, you know, there's plenty of countries where Americans with means can go and travel. And we're gonna see more and more of that. You know, places like Maldives and Tahiti and Bora Bora and the Bahamas and exotic beach locales in Mexico. You know, places like that.
Yeah, it's interesting as you know here in the United States as we're approaching an election year. I think politicians have a natural inclination to get reelected, and I think they're going to want to declare a victory over the COVID virus this year, whether it's justified or not, and hopefully science justifies that. I'm thinking it will, but the natural inclination is to let's move on, let's get reelected, and see what can happen here. You know, another interesting development too is volcanic eruptions in Tonga, and my heart goes out to the people there. So you know, it's not only COVID; it's natural disasters that are happening.
And what we're seeing, in whether it's COVID or a natural disaster, or any sort of weather unforeseen event, is that people want to talk to a real live human on the phone. And so our big pandemic pivot last year was launching what we're calling a global gig economy based travel agent concierge platform, where we have our proprietary AI connecting the right customer with the right agent, so they can provide localized and personalized advice because they live in that city that the customer is going to. So we think that that's very compelling. We've actually seen, you know, when Delta hit, when Omicron hit, we saw an influx of calls. So because people want to talk to a real live human. And so we think that that's a compelling offer, that service that we've provided, that your audience might be interested in as well. This gig economy based travel agent platform where you can work whenever you want, from wherever you want. And all you need is a headset, a good background check, a good computer, and good Wi-Fi, and a love of taking inbound calls of customers to help them book their hotel stay and answer any questions they might have about that city. That's a really exciting thing that we launched almost 2 years ago.
Wow, that's great. And that sounds like a good opportunity for our listeners. And let's talk a little
bit
about...
Absolutely. If you're interested, go on hotelplanner.com, become a planner.
Yeah. And
you can apply. Our best performing agents can earn up to $20 to $30 an hour, which is pretty good.
Now, can they do that as well as continue on with their individual client bookings with travel?
Absolutely. So to be clear, this is a 100% remote, flex, if you want to use the word gig, role. So we don't tell you when or where to work or how many hours. You could take a 3-month break and then come back to it. So this is ideal for, you know, high school, college, grad students, anyone in a job transition, maybe someone that used to work for the service industry, whether that's restaurants or hospitality or airlines or what have you, that still wants a customer facing job because they just love talking to people and they're extroverts. And people that are good on the phone and you know, want to talk about travel. So, it's this could even be ideal for retirees that want to earn a little supplemental income.
Sure, and what a great way to get exposed to the travel business. If you're interested in the travel business and you want to get your feet wet, you know, I think this is a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah, it's really cool. And the other cool thing we launched about 3 months ago is we have now enabled the Alexa device or the Alexa app to connect with one of our gig agents. So let's say you're preparing your dinner for your family. It's kind of a chaotic scene and you just need to make that hotel booking and you don't have the time to go on your computer. So you can just say, Alexa, connect me to a hotel planner, or Alexa, make me a reservation in Boston. And within 30 seconds, one of our gig travel agents will call your cell phone and they already know where you want to go and all the details. And they can say, okay, here are the, you know, five best options. You know, how can I help you finalize this booking? And so you skip the queue. There is no queue. And the other cool thing is that we have about 30,000 1-800 numbers. So let's say you go on hotelplanner.com, you do your hotel search, you find the five options. We're going to have 1-800 numbers associated with each of those hotels to incentivize you to call us, because we have higher conversion rate when we can actually get you over the phone. For example, if you just are searching on 10 different sites for a hotel, it's industry average is like a 2 to 3% conversion rate. If we get you on the phone, it's a 30 to 40% conversion rate. So very compelling.
Yeah, very good. Interesting stuff, especially with Alexa. You know, technology is intervening in every step of the way here. And speaking of that, what trends do you see in hotels? are hotels still going to be staffed like they have been in the past, considering the opportunities they have with technology?
I think the hotels are still probably going through their evolution and their innovation with their labor model. So a lot of them are still struggling with staffing shortages. And that goes back to 2 years with, you know, the furloughs and layoffs and some workers not returning back to the industry. So hotels are taking a innovative approach. I mean, I've heard everything from, you know, round robin style interviews, you know, like a speed dating style interviews, you know, same day offers, $5,000 bonuses, sign-on bonuses. So, you know, the hotels have had to pivot and reconfigure their hiring strategy for sure. But, you know, profitability is returning. I think, you know, looking at the holiday travel just from the past couple months, many hotels across the country were at full capacity, full occupancy over the holidays. You know, 110 million people traveled at least 50 miles and or by air from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. So it was a very robust, strong holiday travel season. I think the other thing that is important to note is that the three key metrics that hotels look at are all trending upward. So, you know, occupancy is trending upward from 45% in 2020 to 62% this year. So that's a 17% increase, and it's trending up. You look at average daily room rate in 2020 was about $103, and now it's $118, so that's a 15% increase. And then revenue per available room went from $45 to $73 this year. So that's a 61% increase. So, you know, the hotels are rebounding strongly.
Well, that's good news. That's good to hear that, you know, all around, that's good for the travel business. No matter at what point you participate in the travel trade, that is good news. And, you know, some of the technology that's available to hotels, too, you know, I've heard about automated check-ins, robots doing room delivery service. Do you see any of that?
I have seen that. They're doing contactless check-ins and check-outs. I saw an advertisement for, the elevator keypads where you don't actually have to touch the keypad. You can just put your finger close to it and it can tell what number you're trying to press. I mean, this was a startup, but I would not be surprised if a lot of hotels have that technology in the coming years, more contactless technology. You know, in Disney World, they've have an Alexa voice-activated capability in the hotel rooms. So, you know, voice is becoming, you know, voice-enabled technology is becoming, you know, more ubiquitous. So it's an exciting time, you know, when you look at how technology is merging with customer service and hospitality. But, you know, the other thing that they're doing is obviously a lot more robust, you know, COVID cleaning protocols, you know, really ramping that up. But at the same time, because of the staffing shortages, you're staying for a week. You might only get your room cleaned every third day while you're in it. So, you know, it's an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah. You know, being a techie myself, this has my interest, and you may know something about it, and I don't know, but I thought I'd throw it out here to ask you, but are hotels giving any tours using virtual reality headsets? Like you go to your travel agent, you can throw on a headset and take a tour of the hotel and actually feel like you're there through VR?
I have not heard of that specifically, but that does not surprise me at all. I know when you go on a lot of the 4 and 5 star hotel websites, they have a virtual, real time webcam. You know, a lot of colleges and universities have that too for their campus. But it would not surprise me in the slightest if they started incorporating, you know, VR technology. But I had not heard of that.
Yeah, yeah. I can see a lot of destinations and hotels going to that. And, you know, maybe most people have heard that Facebook has changed their model to, or their name to Meta, which changes their model to virtual reality in the near future. So, you know, it's a trend that I think it's happening that might be worthy of paying attention to in this industry.
Well, and I'll say this, I think it's great that you can really get a good comprehensive sense of where you're going, and you can see the full picture of the hotel or of the city or the, you know, the mountain that you're going to climb wherever you're going. But virtual should not replace in-person travel. And I think that, you know, there might be some who just, you know, can't afford to go to Tahiti, and so they're just going to watch YouTube videos about Tahiti. But of course, there's nothing that replaces actually visiting Tahiti. So, you know, this is going to be the year of the travel comeback, and, yeah. And people are going to take those trips. I can't imagine someone spending a lot of time watching a, you know, doing a virtual reality experience and then not wanting to actually book a trip to that city. So it, hopefully the technology will just incentivize people to book those trips more.
I would agree. And, you know, there's a trend I read about a long time ago was that the more high tech we get, the more high touch people want to be. And I think that's an opportunity for the travel advisor where, you know, you might have all these high tech things, high tech offerings, but people are still going to want, and even more so probably, to deal with a human being where you can interact and have a live conversation and do all that type of thing.
Hey Barry, you sure you're not on our payroll? Because one of our taglines, the way we talk about our business model is, you know, high tech automation coupled with high touch personalization. So
no,
you read the lines. You get it.
Yeah, not on your payroll. In fact, you know, I guess it's a good point to say that, you know, I'm receiving no compensation here from hotel planners or anybody else. you know, I think that's an FTC requirement that I need to say that. So we'll make that clear right now. But it's just my enjoyment of having great guests like Philip here on the show and talking about the travel trade. You know, just love to do that.
Well, and I think you get it. I think there's a certain point where, you know, technology, advanced technology could reach in some ways a law of diminishing returns if the personalization and the customer service suffers. So I mean, for example, I mean, who wants to speak to a robot chatbot? You know, very very few people want that experience. They'd rather talk to a live human. So I think there is a pendulum shift towards not moving away from the advanced next generation technology, but not forgetting the personal touch and the customization and the, you know, localization and remembering that, you know, we're all humans here and we still want to engage and interact with humans, not, you know, be slaves to an algo.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. I have the same feelings about that. And it's, you know, the trend, you know, I think the trend will reach a tipping point. Sometimes I wonder when, but I think we will move into a more high-touch environment, even though the technology is there. And I think that will happen, and that'll be a benefit for all of us human beings.
Yeah, an interesting metaphor to change industries is, you know, a lot of the financial advisory firms are launching a app or a hybrid robo app where you can either look at your whole financial picture without your financial advisor's knowledge, you know, on your own, or it is meant to strengthen and augment the relationship you have with your advisor, and you see what they see. So in a similar way, I think the technology with the hospitality industry, it's great that, you know, we have a really smart, great booking engine on our site and you know, powered by proprietary, you know, AI, but we still have those, you know, gig agents to provide that personalized human element and customer service, you know, with a real human. And I think that's not going away.
Yeah, I would agree. It'll probably even get stronger. You know, just kind of as an aside here, another trend that I just read about is that, you know, the trend has been for, and this has to do with automobiles, it's kind of related to travel, but the trend has been for automobiles to become very high tech, actually almost driving themselves up to this point. But there's a pushback, and there's going to be, according to this article I read, there's going to be a trend toward low-tech cars where you don't have all the electronics, that it's just simple to drive and it gets you down the road to your destination. And I think that's true. I hear a lot of people talking about they don't know what to do with half the stuff in their car. They just want to get in and drive and not be bothered with all this technology stuff.
Well, for every mega trend, there's always an opposite trend, and that's interesting. You're reminding me of the fact that vinyl records I think have now surpassed CDs and streaming. So people are returning to an analog lifestyle in many ways. Yeah, I mean to what we've been talking about. I mean technology's great, but some people can be overwhelmed by it, and some people still feel comfortable with just a basic turnkey. A very, push a button and something happens, type of, experience. So that's an interesting trend.
It'll be interesting to see how the car manufacturers adopt this trend, or if they will. But the thought's out there, and I know it's a strong thought from my experience in dealing with people around Weir, where I am. This has been a great conversation, Philip. I have to ask you, have we not talked about anything that you'd like to talk about here on the show?
Well, I was going to say, in terms of the long-term tailwinds for the industry, some of the things that we're looking at is this rise in digital nomads. These are folks that want to work from anywhere and are combining a leisure trip with their business trip. So, workcation, you can call it. So we think that that's a trend that's going to stick, with a lot of employers allowing their employees to, spend a week in this city or spend a week in that country. So we signed a deal a few months ago with Extended Stay America, which we think is well timed to meet the needs of that trend, these digital nomads. The other thing we're seeing for 2022, which I thought was interesting, is just this rise of wellness retreats and just more holistic travel. So people going on yoga retreats and spa retreats and upscale glamping, hiking, camping trips, things like that. And then lastly, I think the other big trend that your audience might be interested in is just the rise of luxury travel and bespoke travel. So, with people with more disposable income, they want open spaces and they want privacy and they want a customized, bespoke, five-star experience where they just have to show up and all the planning's done for them, and they're willing to pay for it. So, the other thing we're seeing is family reunions are returning. Sports travel is returning from, youth sports all the way to pro. It's an exciting time for travel, and I think all the tailwinds for this year indicate that this really is going to be the year of the travel comeback.
Yeah, I think so too. And that's, I'd never thought about this before, but work vacations, and I've done this myself. I've been at conferences and then taken a week afterward after the conference to explore and visit things. And I think, as a travel agent, I think there's an opportunity there to do some marketing around that concept where, if you have clients that are still working and you know that they travel, you might offer a service where you have an expertise in certain cities, where big conference cities, maybe Las Vegas or San Francisco, that type of thing, Miami, and tell your clients that you know what to do in those locations, and you can help them book their workcation tours and experiences. I think that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the big reasons why we launched our global gig travel agent concierge platform, to provide that localized advice. I mean, that's gonna, I think, be the differentiator with your typical online travel agency that doesn't have great customer service, versus maybe a smaller company like ours, but we've got the great customer service that very few others have. So that's a competitive moat for companies like ours, or for individual home travel agents like your audience. Providing that localized, customized service is what's going to differentiate you from your competitors, for sure.
Yep, that high touch piece. So,
Absolutely. High tech, high touch.
And anything else that we left out here?
Barry, I just want to say it was an honor to speak with you, and thanks so much for the opportunity to connect with your audience.
And it was a great pleasure to speak with you, Philip, and it was enjoyable, absolutely. And maybe here we can do this again at some point in the future and see what happened. We can look back and see what happened in 2022, 2023, or something like that, and say, this is good. This is great stuff. We were right.
Absolutely. Let's schedule another one of these for 6 to 9 months from now, and we'll see if our predictions came true.
Absolutely. And if people want to contact you, Philip, how can they do that?
Philip.Ballard@hotelplanner.com, and my first name is with one L, and Ballard is with two L's. I won't share my cell phone, Philip.Ballard@hotelplanner.com.
Okay, and obviously the website is hotelplanner.com. And
yes, and if you want to learn more about the investment opportunity with our IPO, visit hotelplanner.com/investors, and you can see all the public-facing investor materials.
And then if they want to learn more about the employment opportunity to work as an independent, how do they contact you?
If you go on Indeed.com and type in remote hotel planner, three words, the job should pop up, or you can go on hotelplanner.com/become a planner and apply.
Okay, tremendous. And for listeners who might not have heard this before, you can contact me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And once again, thanks so much, Philip. It's been a pleasure, and we'll look out 9-10 months from now and see what we can do.
Sounds good, Barry. Thanks so much. Enjoy the year and get out there and travel.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Philip, for being a guest on the show. I really appreciate it, and I'm honored to have you on board with us. And hopefully we will connect again soon, and we can do this all over again. That would be fun. I enjoyed the conversation. And listeners, you know, I really appreciate you stopping by and listening to the whole show. You've gotten to the end of the show, so I really appreciate that. And again, if you want to reach me or reach out to me, you can do that at Barry@hometravelagent.net or at Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. So until we produce the next show, which will likely be coming up fairly soon, I want to wish you all the best. Travel safe, stay healthy, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye for now.